Okay, the next major sugya that we're going to have in Maseches Gittin is at the beginning of the third parak. For the first couple of dapim of the third parak, we have the sugya of Breira. So I just want to spend 2 days, one day getting to the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Beis, and then another day going from the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Beis to the end of the parak, and then we'll really get into the sugya of Breira. So we're going to be moving over the next couple of days, meaning even if I don't get to say everything I want to say today, which probably I won't, because I'm going to have to make sure I leave on time, probably a little early. I have a kid at home who needs an ear infection, whatever. But I got to be there to watch him. So even if we don't get through everything I want to say, I'm not going to hold it over till tomorrow. Just want to get moving here. So we already went through pretty thoroughly the sugya at the beginning, on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said that there are 5 exceptions. Who's now allowed to bring again? Chayr, Shota, Katan, Suma, Ovid, Chavim. So the Gemara says, okay, great, those are 5 exceptions. Are there any more exceptions? What about an Eved? Is an Eved kosher to be a Shliach to bring a get? So the Gemara quotes Machlokas at the very bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 2 lines from the bottom. Bo minei mer Rabbi Ami, Eved ma'u she'asu Shliach l'kabel get isha miyad bayim. Is an Eved allowed to be a Shliach to be mekabel the get? Now, notice the Mishnah spoke about who's kosher le Havi es haget. Havi means to bring, to be a shliach lehalacha, and he raises the shaila, can an eved be a shliach lekabbalah of the get? But the truth is, Rashi points out in the bottom line, v'hu adin nami lehalacha. It's not only about being a shliach lekabbalah, they're the same. If you're eligible for one, you're eligible for the other. If you're ineligible for one, you're ineligible for the other. T'kulu chadataymehi. It's all based on the same thing. Alakachoy sa'ashela be'beis ha'medrash. You have to realize, a lot of times we lose sight of the fact that the way the Gemara was put together, well, they didn't sit down and try to write a book. If they would have sat down and tried to write a book, then they would have been much more precise in the language in a lot of different places. But that's not the way the Gemara was done. There was conversations that went on, but the Medrash, shailas that came up, and they took those shailas and they recorded them, and then they put them all together. So it was sort of done in a, you know, say a hodgepodge way, but it was done in a way where things that pre-existed were put together. So it wasn't done in a way that was that always has the most clarity. So that's the way it came up. The shaila was asked, and the Beis Medrash this way. But Einachinami, it's the same thing. Kabbalah, Halacha, it's all the same. If you could be a shliach for a get, you could be a shliach for a get on either side. Husband shliach, wife shliach. If you can't be, you can't be. So what's the din by an eved? Samar lehum, the kapasal elov chavim. He says, well, I don't know what the halacha should be, but I know how to read a Mishnah. Mishnah says there are 5 exceptions, and I know that one of those exceptions was not eved. It says an ovid chavim is pasal mechlal the eved kasher. Makes it sound like anyone who's not as bad as an ovid chavim, I mean, not as unqualified. Shouldn't say bad. Anyone who's not as unqualified as an ovid chavim would be kosher. So an eved is a madrega above an ovid chavim. So it must be that an eved is kosher. Very reasonable thing to say that an eved is going to be kosher. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ha eved nasu shliach kabel get li isha miyad baila lefi sheina b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. And now Rav Asi disagrees. So who do we have? We have on the one side we have Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says the Eved can be a shliach, lekabbalah, lehalacha, either way. And now we have Rabbi Asi, Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, probably easier to remember it as Rabbi Yochanan, because otherwise Rav Asi, Rav Ami sound so similar. So you have Rabbi Ami who says that the Eved can be, and Rabbi Yochanan saying the Eved cannot be a shliach, kabbalah, gadish, miyad baila. Now, the Mishnah didn't say the Eved can't be, so where do you get the idea that there's a problem with an Eved being a shliach? In order to qualify as a shliach for something, you need to be betoras. You need to be someone who could do that action yourself in your own life. And since an eved doesn't have gittin v'kiddushin, so an eved can't be a shliach for gittin v'kiddushin. Can an eved get married? Does an eved ever get married? So an eved, what do we do with an eved? First of all, what kind of eved are we talking about? Let's start with that. There are 2 types of avadim. There's an eved ivri and an eved kanani. Right? What kind of eved are we talking about in this Gemara? It was an Eved Kanani, right? Stam Eved, we assume, usually is an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri is a Jew. He's Chayv Mitzvah just like any other Jew. So there's no Shaila about an Eved Ivri, whether he could be a Shliach, right? Eved Kanani is the Shaila. Typically speaking, we view an Eved Kanani as what level of Chayv? Generally speaking, we say he's like an Isha. An Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvah Ki Isha. So why don't we just say that he's like an Isha? I mean, shouldn't the conversation end right there? Should an Eved be kosher to give a get? Well, Machlokas, well, he's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but he's in Betorah, so maybe he shouldn't. Just say he's like an Isha. He's Chayv Mitzvah Kisha, an Isha can bring a get, so he can bring a get also. Why would he be any different than an Isha? So in general, when we say an eved is like an isha, yesh ladun, we have to figure out what that means exactly. Does it mean that an eved has kedushas Yisrael like an isha? That he has kedusha like a Jew, like Nisha has kedusha of a Jew. Does a woman's kedusha of a Jew, is it on a lower level than a man's kedusha? I mean, is it does a woman not have full kedusha? Is she not a full card carrying member of Klal Yisrael? A woman. So a woman is a full card carrying member of Klal Yisrael. She's chayvim as mitzvahs, but she's a full. What about an eved? Is an eved a card carrying member of Klal Yisrael? So Pashtus is, Salvechik says Hashem's grandfather, Pashtus is that an Eved doesn't have Kedusha Yisrael. He's chayv in mitzvos ki isha. But anything that relates to Kedusha Yisrael, to being a Jew, that an Eved doesn't have. There's a discussion later on, it tells us later on in the Masechta, about when a woman sits in Sukkah, she's part of the mitzvah of Sukkah, when she sits in Sukkah, she make a bracha? So Machlokas Rambam in the Balei Tosfos from Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rambam says, no, she can't. How could she make a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama? Part of the bracha is to shek the shonim mitzvos of vitzi vanu. A woman's not commanded, but the Balei Tosfos says, sure, she can make a bracha. How could she make a bracha? Where can she say the shonim mitzvos of vitzi vanu? How could she say that she's not chayiv? Vitzi vanu, Klal Yisrael. I'm part of Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded all of us, and I'm part of the bigger whole that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. What about an Eved? Eved's part of him sitting in Sukkah. If an Eved wants to sit in Sukkah, make a bracha. Can he make the bracha? So there's certainly room to argue that no, that he should not be able to make a bracha. Why? Because the whole story for the Isha to be able to make the bracha is that she's part of this bigger piece of Klal Yisrael. Maybe the Eved's not. So we're talking about an Eved Kanani over here, and we don't just say, oh, he's like an Isha, and therefore it's an automatic. No, it's not an automatic if he's like an Isha, because this may be a function of Kedushas Yisrael. Why is it a function of Kedushas Yisrael? Kedushin, Might and Gittin, which is the flip side of Kedushin, may be a function of Kedushas Yisrael. Now, can an Eved have children? Can he be with a wife and have children? Absolutely he can. Absolutely. Right? We give him a shivcha, and he can absolutely have children. Even Eved Ivri, you can give a shivcha to, but in Eved Kanani Vadai, you can give a shivcha and he could have children. The only situation of an Eved that can't have children, which is an untenable situation, we never expect that of a human being, to live a life where he's not going to be able to be married. So that's a machlokas, one of the machlokas of Beisham and Beis Hillel, where the Beis Hillel were chozer and mode to the sheet of the Beis Shammai, because their solution was not a workable solution. The only situation is where you have an Eved that's bought by two people, Reuven and Shimon are partners, and they say, let's invest together. So we think of investments, you buy a building, you buy a boat, you buy a car, you buy a house. No, they bought an Eved, they invested in an Eved. They'll send him to a gym, they'll work him out, and then, you know, and then he'll be worth a lot, put him on a nice diet, and he'll be worth a lot more money when they're done with him. He'll be a really fit, strong Eved. They want to invest in an Eved, or they stop, they want to be able to use the Eved for good things. And one of them decides he's going to be Meshach with the Eved. He doesn't like slavery, he gets a whole, he gets in his head, you know, I live in America, Abraham Lincoln, and freed the slave, I'm going to free my slave. So one of them is Meshach with the Eved, the other one's not Meshach with the Eved. Great! So now the guy is half a Jew and half a guy. So who's he supposed to marry? Can't marry a non-Jewish woman because he's half Jewish. Once you free an Eved, he becomes a Jew. Can't marry a Jewish woman because he's half guy. So now what is he supposed to do? So Beis Hillel originally said, okay, so let him be Ovidus Rabo Yom Echad Ovidus Atzmo Yom Echad. He'll take Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and he'll work for himself, and Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays he'll work for the master, and Shabbos will rest. So let him do that. So Beis Shammai said, that's a terrible idea. Why? Because who's he going to marry? How's he going to have children? And L'shevas Yitzhara, the world was created to populate the world, so what are you supposed to do? That's terrible. So Elo Kofnes Rabo, you force the other guy to be Meshacher him, and he'll pay off whatever value he had over time. He'll pay back the master for the value that he had. That's a situation of an Eved that can't get married. Otherwise, an Eved can get married. But what he's saying, he can get married, he can have a wife, he can have children, but he's Eino B'toras Gittin V'Kiddushin. I just always say he can get married. So what do you mean he's not B'toras Gittin V'Kiddushin? So can a guy get married? Do we recognize marriage of a guy as marriage? Pashtus, yeah. A guy gets married. But do we call that kiddushin? How does a guy get married? Halachically. You have a non-Jew who believes in Torah, believes in Torah Min HaShemayim, believes in, observes all Shavim Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and he says, I want to get married. And he asks his local rabbi, you have people like this, people who are non-Jews that believe that the Jews have it right, that our Masorah is correct. So they want to know, what do I need to do to get married? Whatever the common custom is, whatever people recognize as marriage, that's what you do when you go to City Hall, get a marriage license, and shine, you're married, that's fine. So that's your marriage. But that's not Kiddushin. There's no Harayat Mekudeshes. Kiddushin is something that's limited to Jews. Because that only happens when you have Kiddushas Yisrael. So the Eved, yeah, he can get married, but he's not Betoras getting the Kiddushin. The guy wants to get divorced. What does he do? Get a civil divorce and you're done. There's no get. So the Eved's not Betoras getting the Kiddushin. So that's our Machlokas Amoraim over here. Can the Eved be Shliach? So Rabbi Ami says, sure he can be, because it only says that a guy can't be, so it must be that an Eved can be a Shliach. Lahalacha, lekabbalah, on a get. Rav Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan says, absolutely not, he's not Betoras getting the Kiddushin. So says the Gemara, wait a second, if that's your svar, that he's not Betoras, and that's why he can't do it, so Maskor Blazar, Taima Bimilsa Delese, Ha Bimilsa Deise Kasher. So that implies that anything that he could do on his own, he could also be a Shliach for. Meaning that the psul of an Eved being a Shliach for a get is not that he's not allowed to be a Shliach. It's that he's not allowed to be a shliach on a get, because a get is something that's not his thing. But in the parsha of shlichus, yeah, he could be a shliach for other things, as long as it's one of the things that he's included in. What's an eved included in? What kind of things does an eved do? So we already said, an eved is chayiv in mitzvos. Ti'isha. Good. Pick a mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in, and an eved will be able to be a shliach. If a woman has produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, could she be mafresh shumas ha'maisros? Is she chayiv to be mafresh shumas ha'maisros? Absolutely yes. It's not a mitzvah shazman grama, she's absolutely chayeves. Can an eved be her shliach to be mafresh shumas ha'maisros? So it sounds from here, yeah, he only is disqualified from being a shliach for things that he can't do himself. But if he's chayiv in shumas ha'maisros, just like an isha is chayiv in shumas ha'maisros, so then he could be your shliach to be mafresh your shumas ha'maisros, right? That's what you'd expect. So Gemara says, but wait, is that true? Vavit kachavim, vakuti. What about a guy? What about a kuti? Not an eved, a guy and a kuti. The isnu b'taras truma de nafshayu. Gemara says a big chiddush. A guy also has truma. Let's say a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael and there's produce that grows in the land, so he also takes off truma. The Gemara assumes. We'll have to see. Is that really true? That he also is a chayv in shmita also? If he owns land, what's the big heter? What's the big way out of shmita? What the heter? Mechira. What do you do? Sell it to a guy, and then you have no problems. Then you don't have to worry about anything. It's a whole tumult. What's the whole tumult about the heter mechira? The whole tumult about heter mechira is: are you allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy? And the answer is pashtos, not. It's misadar raisa lo sechanim. They are not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. But if it belongs to a guy, where should the chiyuv be? So Gemara says a chiddush, even that when a guy owns, that a guy can take off trumas and maisos. Where do we find that? It's not in the Mishnah. Hovid chum vakuti shetar mishlem trumasam truma. So a guy is bitoras truma. Can a guy be a shliach for truma? So you would imagine if he can take off his own truma, he should be a shliach for truma. Tanan, hovid chum shetar mishal Yisrael. If a Jew owns land and he wants to be mafresh truma, so send the guy, let the guy do it for him. Ein truma so truma. No good. Why? Because it doesn't say why yet, right? Why can't he be mafresh? He's allowed to be mafresh in his own truma. Why can't he be mafresh truma for a Jew? So my time, lav mishum dechsev, gam atem, ma atem Yisrael, av shluchachem Yisrael. Isn't it because we learned the whole concept of shlichus by truma from the phrase gam atem, where we compare whoever the shliach is going to be to the Jew, in the sense that the just like you are Jews, just like atem means Yisrael, so too any shliach you send to be mafresh truma has to be a Jew. And that's why a guy can't be mafresh truma, a guy can't be mafresh your truma, even though he can be mafresh his own truma. So wait a second. If in order to be a shliach, to be mafresh truma, you need to be a Jew, who else is disqualified? Not just a guy. Who else would be disqualified from being an eved? Neved's not a Jew either. But wait a second. Neved's chayiv mitzvos ki isha. An eved definitely is mafresh truma for himself. Why can't he be my shliach to mafresh truma? To be mafresh truma, he can be mafresh his own truma. So if you're going to tell me this rule that whatever you could do yourself, you could be a shliach for, whatever you can't do yourself, you can't be a shliach for. Why can't and why are we assuming you need to be a Jew to be mafresh truma, and then an eved can't? An eved can certainly be mafresh truma himself. Says Gemara, no, we read that wrong. Amri de Rabbiani lo, ma'atem b'nei bris, afshluchachem b'nei bris. A guy can't be mafresh truma because we have a drasha, you have to be a ben bris. But an eved is a ben bris. An eved can be mafresh, can be my shliach to be mafresh truma. Just like he can be mafresh his own truma, he can be my shliach to be mafresh truma. He can because he's a ben bris. What does it mean to be a ben bris? What do the words mean? It's a taich, ben bris. What? A Jew. Is never a Jew? Right, this is what we were discussing before. Eved Kanani is chayv mitzvos ki'isha. We're saying the Eved fits the bill. He is a ben bris. He's not Yisrael. That was the last line. We thought originally it meant you have to be Yisrael. Now it tells me, no, you don't need to be Yisrael. You just need to be a ben bris. So what does that mean? It can't mean Jew. That's what Yisrael meant. And the Eved's not that. He's not a Yisrael. But he is a ben bris. Doesn't everybody have the potential to be a Jew? They could always convert.
That special connection that Ben Bris is part of.
What I'm asking is this a phrase that's to be taken literally? What does Bris mean? Bris is Bris Mila, right? So does Ben Bris mean that? Does it mean that he has to be someone who's gemalt, someone who has a Mila? Because in Evakarani you do the Mila at the beginning, right? So it means Mila?
Is that Yisrael?
No, he's half Yisrael. He's sort of halfway there. Nevekanani is sort of like in this, in between, say, he's Chayv Mitzvos Ki'isha, but he's not fully converted. Only when you're Meshacharim is fully converted.
He has Mila?
Yeah, I think so. So is that what it's saying, that it's B'nai Bris? Mehulim, says Rashi. Ubo'u B'Bris Mitzvos. But Rashi says two things over here. They're Mahul, and they're in the covenant of mitzvahs. So which is it? Is it the fact that he has Mila? Or is it the fact that he's chayiv in mitzvahs? Like in Isha. Nafkamina? Between the two? What? If he doesn't have a bris? Or what kind of... What kind of eved never ever has a bris? A woman! Shivcha Kananis. Right? She never ever has a bris, hopefully. So... Well, does she count? Can she be a shliach? We're saying the Eved could be, would have been able to be a shliach l'alach had he been b'tarz gittin v'kiddushin, and he could be a shliach to be mafresh truma. Why? Because he's a ben bris. Can a woman shivcha kananis be a shliach to be mafresh truma? So intuitively, if I were to ask you before you ever opened this gemara, if I would have told you a male Eved could be mafresh truma, can a Shivcha Kananis also be Mafresh Truma? So you say, of course, they're the same. Why would they be any different? One's a man, one's a woman, but they're the same. They're the same Madrega of everything. But B'nai Bris, that expression, Ben Bris, that we use over here. So maybe that's what Rashi adds. Bris means Yemahulim, they are Mahul. But it's not just that, it's Ubo B'Bris Mitzvahs. It's the Chiv Mitzvahs that generates this ability for shlichus. Kedushas Yisrael? No, they don't have that, perhaps. And that's the last line of Yisrael. No, that they're not. But B'nai Bris, they are. Okay, so what have we seen so far today? Simple machlokas hamurayim. Is an eved allowed to be shliach l'alach l'kabal saget? Rabbi Ami says yes, because he's not excluded as one of the five in our Mishnah. Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan says no, because he's not b'taras gittin v'kiddushin. But anything that the Eved is b'toras, he could be a shliach for. And that includes any mitzvah that Linish is chayiv in an Eved could be a shliach for. The only time you have someone who's b'toras but cannot be a shliach is the goy in truma. The goy is b'toras truma, but he cannot be a shliach. So now, side point. I'll grant you what I'm about to say is a side point. A goy is not b'toras. Is b'toras truma, but cannot be a shliach for it. When does the guy ever have to be mafresh truma? What does it mean a guy is b'toras truma? So says Rashi. Shetarmu Shalen Shumasu Truma, third skinny line. Va'asura lazarim. What does it mean that when a guy takes off truma, that it's truma? It means that a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. Meaning, this is real truma. You got to treat it with kedushas truma. De'savar ein kinyan lovid kochavim be'eretz Yisrael lafkiyah mikedushas ma'isim. Our Gemara must be assuming, like the Shita that holds, that a guy does not have the ability to remove the Kedushas Meiser from land in Israel. That when a guy buys land in Israel, the produce that grows, it's a din in the land, it's not a din in the ownership. No Heter Mechira over here. It's a din in the land. The land has Kedusha, the guy could own it, doesn't make a difference. To Savar, we hold like that Shita, which implies that there is another Shita. But our Gemara is assuming like one side. And it's a din in the land. That Kedushas, Meiser, and Truma is a din in the land completely. It doesn't matter who the owner of the land is. Fine. Says Tosfos. Ha'ovin chav ma'akuti shetarmu. Pirish b'kuntras t'ksavar in kinyin lovin chav. V'nir l'ri, says Tosfos, do you have to say that? We never like to do that. We never like to say that a statement in our Gemara only fits within one side of a machlokas somewhere else. It would be much better if we could make our Gemara fit with everybody. Is there any way that when a guy owns land, it loses any chiyuv of truma, but a guy still has the ability to be mafresh truma? His own truma. Not a Jew's truma, his own truma. Is there any hechi timtzum where he's going to be mafresh truma from his own produce? But when he owns land, it loses its chi of truma. Can you come up with such a... Can you thread that needle somehow? So says Tosfos, sure you can. Even if you hold that once a guy owns land, anything that grows in that land is not chayv in trumas? In truma maishas? Mishkachas la kishagod l'shlish b'yad Yisrael v'kanim menu avid chavim. Very simple. Here's what happens. When does the chi of truma set in? At what point are you chayv to be mafresh the truma? Once you already harvest everything and you put it in piles and even off the pile, good, now you have to be mafresh truma. What defines the kedusha of the produce to make it chayiv in truma? When do we determine if this produce has kedusha or not, whether it's owned by a Jew or not owned by a Jew? When it grows. If it grows up until shlish gidula, one third of its growth, under Jewish ownership, that fruit has kedusha. The Jew sells a fruit, it doesn't lose Kedusha. It doesn't lose its Kedusha's Truma. It's going to be Chayiv in Truma, a Jew sells a fruit. Because it already has that Kedusha. So it tells us very simple. A Jew sells his produce that's still growing in the ground, but is more than one third grown, to a non-Jew. So now, had the non-Jew grown the produce himself, zero, it would be part of truma because it's owned by a non-Jew. Part of truma, yesh kinyan lovid kol nafkiyah midei truma semaisus. But since it was grown by a Jew, it's chayiv in truma, and the guy has the ability to be mafresh. V'lo miftar mitam lokeach the tzvos zarach korin bei kibun shagod lahar be biyad ovid kachavim. The guy doesn't even have the heter of a lokeach. Normally, lokeach would take away the chayiv truma when you buy the. But the guy didn't even buy produce. He bought land, and there's still produce attached to land that was still growing. It was only one third grown, so he doesn't even have that way out. Inami kishazara ovid chavu machli yisal v'gad l'shlish v'chaz v'kanim menu. Or it could be the non-Jew planted it, sold it to the Jew, grew one third of its growth, then the Jew sold it back to the non-Jew. Okay, so. All Tosfos is saying is that you don't have to lock yourself in to one shita by saying that yesh kinyan lovid chavim or ein kinyan lovid chavim to be mafkia midei trumas maisus. You can say yesh kinyan lovid chavim, that the guy's kinyan in the land will take away the chiv trumas maisus, but still he could be a mafresh zone truma. Okay, total side point. You had a question before?
I had a question from a while ago. Going with Alassi, I do remember for sure. Basically, when he says that, it's really off topic, but when he says that an Eved is not kosher, he's saying it's because of Lab Bnei Krisis. He says it's because they're not in Torah Kedushin. Is that the same thing as saying they're not Bnei Krisis?
Sounds like it, right?
Right, so wouldn't that be contradictory to Tosfos, who says that they could technically, they are Mikris because they eventually could be, they could eventually be Jewish.
So. Right, so it sounds like maybe that's what they're arguing about.
Could be that's what they're arguing about.
Yeah, maybe that's the Machlokas. Yeah. Yeah. The Kasha Tosfos over here asks is, if you're going to say that an Eved cannot be a Shliach, right? So what did the Mishnah say? Anyone could be a Shliach we can get except for five people. And Ovid Chavim is on the list. Eved's not on the list. If Eved really belongs on the list, he cannot be a Shliach. Shouldn't we have said Eved? If even an Eved is Chayv and Mitzvah's Ki'isha is not allowed to be a Shliach for a get, so I'll be able to figure Kav Chomer or a guy. You tell me a guy, I don't know about Eved. In fact, I have a machlokas on Marayim. I'm not sure what to do about an Eved. When you just tell me an Ovid Chavim. So shouldn't the Mishnah, isn't it a riot the fact that the Mishnah didn't say Eved? That it must be that an Eved cannot, that an Eved can be a Shliach? Otherwise the Mishnah would have listed Eved as an exception. So that's Tosfos' kasha on the top. So Tosfos answers that there's a chiddush in Ovid Chavim that we wouldn't have gotten from Eved. He says as follows. The chiddush of Ovid Chavim is that even if he's planning on being Megayer, he's already been learning. He's been learning about Judaism and he's been whatever. We had he went to NCSY Kollel or something for the summer and we had such a Maisa. I ever tell you that Maisa? Rabbi Yudin, you know Rabbi Aryeh Yudin? He went to NCSY Kollel one summer and he had a chavrusa that they set him up with, that he learned with over the summer. The kid got so from over the summer, a public school kid from Texas. By the end of the summer, kid had a black hat, tits out, whole deal. And they would learn on the phone throughout the year. In January, the guy calls him up and says, I decided I'm not going to be Jewish. He says, what do you mean? We're learning every night. You're not going to be from anymore? He's like, no, I'm not going to be Jewish. He's like, what are you talking about? You're not going to be Jewish. You're a Jew. He's like, no, I'm not. I was studying to see if I want to become a Jew, and I decided that I don't want it. My dad's a Jew, my mom's not, and I decided I'm not going to be Jewish. He was totally like, floored, like, what did I just do? Every single night learning with this guy. Apparently, he was thinking about becoming a Jew. His father was Jewish, and he wanted to learn about it. So they asked Rav Shechter, should they let him on the Kollel? And Rav Shechter said, yeah, how's he going to learn about it? Let him experience it. And don't tell all the other children that he's a non-Jew, because then all the other kids there, because then it would be, you don't want to tell them. It could cause social issues. So let it be. He's not going to cook for anybody. He's not going to, you don't have to worry about official akum. He's not going to pour anyone's wine. So, just let it. Tell him to be Michal Shabbos. Probably not the only. Okay. So, tell him to be Michal Shabbos. And, it'll be fine. One time, be Michal Shabbos. So, anyway, I totally lost my train of thought. So the guy, why does it not say an Eved and I'll know Kal V'chomer guy? Because the guy, even if he plans on converting, you might say, oh, he's almost there, he's omeidless guy, or anything that's going to happen, can I view it as if it's there already, as if it's happening? So the guy is omeidless guy, or since he's omeidless guy, so let me say that he's already considered like a Jew. Kamashwan, even then, is no good. What about by an Eved? Can't you say the same thing by an Eved? Even though he's omeidless shtachrer, he might be freed any moment, and then he'll be a real Jew. No, there's a big difference. Who decides if a guy is going to be Megayer or not? A guy decides. Who decides if an Eved is going to become free? Master, it's not in his hands. It's biyad a guy to decide to become a Ger. As long as he plays cards right, and he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, and he shows that he's sincere, and he does everything right, he'll find a Beis Din, a reliable Beis Din to convert him. So it's biyado to do it. The Eved could be the best guy in the world and play his cards right. The master has an issur d'oraisa to free him. He's not allowed to free him. Lo lam savodu. You're not allowed to free the guy. It's not biyado to become free. So the reason why we mention Ovid Chavim in the Mishnah and not Eved, says Tosfos, is there's a chiddush in Ovid Chavim, that an Ovid Chavim who's biyado is Gayer and is planning on being Megayer. He went to NCS Y'kolo. He wants to be Megayer. Still, he's not allowed to be a shliach la'olacha saget. The Eved obviously can't be a Shliach La'olacha because he has no control over whether he gets to be a Jew ever or not. And he probably will never get to be a Jew. A full-fledged Jew. Okay, that's part one of the Gemara. Next part of the Gemara, I got 5 minutes and I got to run. Next part of the Gemara. Gemara tells us as follows. Amr b'chir barabba amr b'yochanan. Eina ebin as sheikh kabel gedishu miyad b'ayil. Fi sheinim b'doz gim v'kidushin. Good, so we already said from Rabbi Yochanan, and Eved is not allowed to be a shliach. V'afal pi sheshoninu. Harei at shivcha v'lodcha ben chorin. If you give a shivcha, a shtar shichur, and you say, here, this shtar shichur, you know, it looks like I'm freeing you. It's not for you. I'm not freeing you. You know who I'm freeing? Your unborn child. If she was actually pregnant, then there is an unborn child. So good, the unborn child is free. When that unborn child is born, he's not going to be in heaven. So what are we talking about over here? What does this have to do with anything that we're talking about? Meaning, what does this have to do with Gedisha? We just said that an Eved is not allowed to be a shliach to be makabel get for a woman. Why? Why can't an Eved be a shliach to be makabel get for a woman? Because the Eved is not betoras gittin. Based on that logic, can an Eved be a shliach to be makabel shtar shichrur? Yeah, why? Because an Eved is bitara shichrur. That's what you do with an Eved. You're mishachrur, right? So what would be the issue? Well, how does this have anything to do with the get? So kiasa shuvah yudam Rabbi Yochanan tartiyam. He says, there are two different statements over here. Two different things going on over here. Nirin dvar m'shevin mekabel get l'chaveru miyad rabba shel chaveru. Avalo miyad rabba shalom. An Eved can be a shliach to be mekabel shtar shichrur, because an Eved is bitara shichrur. But not to be a shliach to be mekabel shtar shichrur from his own master for a different evet that's owned by the same master. That you can't do. So if one master, Reuven, owns two avadim, he owns Mike and Bob. Bob is not allowed to be mekabel to get for Mike, the get shichrur for Mike from Reuven, from his own master. Someone might tell you, if someone whispers to you and says, but after all, can a woman who's owned by her master Reuven be mekabel shtar shichrur for her fetus? And who's her fetus owned by? The same master. So don't you see that it does work? You can be a shliach to be mekabel even from your own master? Amar lo, tell such a person, anyone who tries to tell you that, tell them the following. Shnei gedolei adar pirshu es adav Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Shomar Rabbi Yitzchak. Two gedolei adar already discussed this issue. Chad amar hamani Rebbe hidam mshachar chatzi avdo kana. One of them says that we're assuming like Rebbe, that you're allowed to be mshachar chatzi avdo. Meaning, when the woman is being makabel to get for her unborn child, it's not one slave being makabel to get for another slave. It's my right hand being makabel to get for my left hand. It's half an evet. It's all one body. The fetus is part of the mother. So you're being meshachrer half the Eved, and that you're allowed to do. V'chad amr my time, the Rebbe, and the other one explains. Over here, normally chad amr v'chad amr means two different opinions. Over here, it doesn't mean two different opinions. We're just explaining a little bit more. Taima, my time, the Rebbe, bak savar uber yarechimahu, v'nasim k'mishikin alechem mevreha. The fetus is part of the mother. Uber yarechimah, very important concept in Shas. Fetus is part of the mother. Since the fetus and the mother are one entity, it's not a woman being mekabel ashtar shikha from her own master for a different slave. No, it's for herself. Which part of herself? This part. Right? But the rest of herself is not included in the shikha. Her womb, her fetus, that's what she's being meshachra. But it's ki'ilu you're being meshachra the left side of her body. And that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to be meshachra or chatzi evet. Assuming like that sheet, you're allowed to be meshachra or chatzi evet. Now here's the problem. Here's the problem Tosfos raises, and if we had time to discuss it, this is the issue I would like to get into. Tosfos on the bottom, he says, Temelari, second last Tosfos, Temelari, Haisa Ubra, if she was pregnant, Heich Zachsalo, how could she be Kona for the Ubar? Avgav the Erechimahu, I understand that the Ubar is part of the mother, Kivan the Yada hi Kiad Rabba, who owns her hand? The master owns her hand. How are you meshachar an eved? They're putting it in the eved's hand. Aye, but doesn't the master always own the eved's hand? Yeah, but that's what we say, gita v'yada ban kechad. That you acquire your hand at the same moment that you acquire the get. So you gain ownership of your hand vis-a-vis acquiring the get. Yeah, but that's when you're becoming meshachar, when you're becoming free. But over here, the mother's not becoming free. This hand that's receiving the get is not going to be free after it receives the get. So how can this hand be kona the get for the fetus? Very, very strong kasha. Okay, we'll have to leave with that because I got to go home. I apologize. No time in Halacha Shir today. Have a great day, everybody.